The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Travel expert Sinead Kennedy is with us this week, author of Life is a Cycle. And you're going to talk to me about the Dolomites as a location for a holiday. The Dolomites, where are the Dolomites?
Well, Matt, the Dolomites, I've been all over the world and they're one of the most beautiful places I have ever been. Now, they are a mountain range in the northeast of Italy. You're practically in Austria. So you have beautiful influences of Tyrolean huts and Tyrolean cooking, as well as very much Italian influence. So in order to get to the Dolomites, the easiest way for us from Ireland is to fly into Venice, hire a car. I would definitely recommend having your own wheels or a mobile home, for instance, motorhome, and then heading on up. It's about 2.5 hours northeast of Venice to get to the Dolomites.
Heading towards Austria.
Yeah, northeast.
Okay. Now, tell us, what time of year is the best time to go there? Because there's different attractions depending on the time of year, is there?
Yeah, so two main seasons. So obviously winter and summer. So summer, you are looking at hiking, cycling, mountaineering, rock climbing, motorhome holidays, motorbike touring. And then in the winter, it's a huge ski area and it's really quite famous for skiing. Very technical skiing, apparently. But the thing that makes the Dolomites like really special is that it's the rock formation. So the Dolomites is this very very notable mountain range, and it sticks up. It's very industrial and grey. It looks like serrated knives sticking up out of the earth. And then in contrast to this very industrial greyness, you have these beautiful rolling meadows, blue skies, cows with big bells on, and buttercups and butterflies. So you have this beautiful duality of sort of grey and brightness, you know, this technicolor beauty.
Okay, but if you were to do things walking, hiking or whatever and stuff, is it hard going? Would you need to be fairly fit to do it?
Well, the great thing about it is, Matt, is you could obviously go on a hiking holiday, which you'd be going sort of hut to hut, and there's amazing trails. The Dolomites covers about 16,000 square kilometres of an area, so it's absolutely huge. So that would be for your very fit, avid walkers and hikers. But then if somebody just wants to go and have a day trip, you know, you can stay in one of the beautiful towns and then just take a nice, easy walk. You can also take the cable cars still run in the summer. You can go up to the mountains and just have a ramble around, have a coffee up on the mountaintops, you know, and that would be suitable for families and children and sort of more elderly people, and then come back down in the cable car back down to the towns.
What about cycling?
Now, cycling, well, that's what I was doing in the Dolomites. The Dolomites are a very, very notable area for cyclists. Incredibly difficult area. In fact, one of the most difficult areas I've ever cycled. It's very famous for the Giro d'Italia. Now, there is a huge event on every year. It's on in July, called the Maratona de Dolomites. And thousands of cyclists come from all over Europe every year to cycle this absolutely grueling route. And that's what I did. So another thing I would say, you know...
Sorry, I'd imagine a hell of a lot of very steep climbs, are there?
Very steep, and also it was 37 degrees. We just got caught in a heat wave at the time. Incredibly grueling cycling, but well worth it if you're interested in cycling.
And then hair-raising descents, I'd imagine, as well, were they?
Yeah, but the roads are closed, and that would be a top tip I would give to anybody going to anywhere on their holidays, is do check for big events that are on in the area, or religious festivals, for instance, where there could be road closures and it might impede on your transportation, you know, if you're, you know, there on a driving holiday, for instance, and you get there and all the roads are closed full of cyclists.
Religious festivals?
Well, you know, like, for instance, if you were going to Mexico or that, you know, just, you know, in general, if, you know, for instance, in Spain or that, there could be a lot of closures. Like, for instance, I know people used to come to Ireland for Good Friday to find all the pubs were closed. They hadn't done their research.
And that can happen in other parts of the world too, as well,
so
at different times.
Just do your research. See, there might be a big event on like that where there's road closures.
Okay, tell me about places you can stay in the Dolomites. What particular towns of interest are there?
So there's three main towns of interest. So Bolzano is kind of the state capital, and this is a really great place to start, and you can pick up lots and lots of tourist shops there. So you're going to get into your hiking holidays. You can go talk to experts and plan your trip from there. Now, one really noticeable thing in Bolzano is that there is a museum, and in there is the Man of the Ice, and he is estimated to be 5,300 years old, and his body was found like pretty much well preserved in the ice. And it turns out, a little bit of research, that they reckon he died from an arrowhead that was stuck in his left shoulder, and he pretty much died where he was found. all the towns in the area are just, you know, teeming with beautiful bars, restaurants, tourist shops, really stunning locations, very beautiful architecture as well.
In Bolzano, what about taking the railway up to the high plateau?
Yeah, so there's a plateau that you can go up to the Rose Garden and you get these stunning, stunning views. Now, personally, I stayed in another gorgeous town called Covara, which again is really beautiful, an amazing location for cyclists and hill walkers to start from. Now, in Covara, there's a beautiful hotel. Depending on your budget, it's called La Perla, and it's 500 euros to stay there a night, Matt, but it is well worth popping into to have a little drink like I did. But they actually have the Chris Froome bike room there. But not only that, they actually have an in-house florist, and you never saw a hotel like it. Stunning. But I stayed across the road in a lovely pension, which cost me 60 euros for the night. But you can still visit La Perla. And then there's another beautiful town called Cortina d'Ampezzo, which again has, you know, everything that you need for your outdoor holiday, and really beautiful food and restaurants. Now, the thing about the area is, Matt, it's a real melting pot of German, Austrian and Italy all coming together. So you have obviously your beautiful Italian food and pizzas, but you'll also have schnitzels and glühweins and, you know, goulashes. And then they also are very famous for gnocchi, which is kind of a fusion of the two. And they love having ravioli with pumpkin, for instance. But personally for me, it was all about the Italian food while I was there. It was just out of this world.
Okay, so if you were to go there and if you wanted to go, you can go on a multi-day trail. How long might that take you to head through the Dolomites?
So some of the trails are very, very long. So 9 days, there's a very famous trail. But you can do short day trails, for instance, 3 days, 5 days and hut to hut. Now, I would strongly recommend getting a guided trip for these where you're going with other walkers, particularly if you're not experienced. You know, it just, they're going to mind you, they're going to help you and you're not going to get lost and, you know, all the rest of it. So do your research before you go, do check your own fitness and obviously, you know, be realistic about your stamina as well. That would be the other thing I would say.
Okay, and things, and have a head for heights, particularly if you head up on the cable cars.
Yeah, so there's a lot of altitude up there as well. And again, you know, that's another thing for anyone who's in any way active to always bear in mind. When you're exercising at altitude, it is obviously a lot harder. There's less oxygen and it does make things a lot tougher, as I found out on my bike.
Okay. Listener says, went to the Dolomites early 2000s on my honeymoon. It was foggy. Saw nothing. Divorced now. Never saw the signs. That's the most unusual message we've ever had in, I think, on anything we've got to do in relation to travel. Okay. So into Venice. Would it be an idea to actually sort of day or two in Venice before you head to the Dolomites?
Absolutely. So, I mean, Venice, if anyone hasn't been, absolutely beautiful. Do watch out for the pickpockets. You know, it is quite notorious for pickpocketing, but well worth a visit. Obviously, June, July, August, it's mental, crazy busy.
And expensive.
And very expensive. I mean, look, it's sort of, yeah, but I mean, look, you have to go on a gondola, but yeah, you're going to pay for it. But it is, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And, you know, personally, I would rather cut back on accommodation and have the money put in my pocket for experiences than sort of Egyptian cotton sheets. That's the way I look at life.
Okay, the Dolomites, as you were saying, you were there at high temperatures, but that's becoming increasingly common in the area, I think, isn't it?
Very much so. So Europe is becoming a no-go zone, particularly in July. So the trouble with the Dolomites is you're coming out May, June, there could still be quite a lot of snow. So I would definitely leave it later in the summer to maybe August, early September would be an ideal time, particularly if you're going to do activities. The other thing is just to be aware, if you are driving around the area, you know, there can be a lot of motorbikes, you know, and they really, you know, they tend to go around in packs. But again, you know, everyone's enjoying the outdoors. But the roads are very technical. Take your time. Have a few extra days. There's no hurry. Just enjoy the scenery and just lap it all up.
Sinead Kennedy, author of Life is a Cycle. Thank you very much for telling us about the Dolomites.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30.